Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Anthony Watmore. I don't know if you boys heard what Anthony Watmore had to say about Daly Cherry Evans. Now, I know there can be angst among groups of people and amongst players. Now, at the moment, there's a lot of pressure on Daly Cherry Evans at Manly, pressure for him to live up to his marquee status. It's not all his responsibility. But there's been talk from Anthony Watmore in a podcast, Hello Sport podcast, and Tommy Birmingham might be involved in that as well.
Oh, he is.
About, I don't know, it's the selfishness that he saw in the young DCE when they were together at Manly. Let's, before we throw it around up here, let's just have a little bit of a listen to what he had to say.
We had a team meeting, so I told Chesa to stay back. And I said, mate, you just signed a f***ing 4-year deal. I said, you turn up to training. And he's not, my manager told me not to. And so I said to him, I said, mate, you know what we've sacrificed to stay together, to be successful. Your time will come. And he just looked me straight in the eye and went, nah, not turning up. So I just went, f*** you. So I walked out, went to Tuve, said, mate, don't give him any money. I said, you've got him by the balls. If he doesn't turn up, fine him. And Tuve's just succumbed to the board. Next thing we know, he's up around the $500,000 mark after being on 50 grand.
Wow. There you go. I mean, the first thing you notice about that is the podcast where you can't actually let loose there, really. Anthony Watmore. Now, this is obviously an issue, and nobody has, we known there was some kind of angst, but none of those guys who were around at that time have really said it out loud and quite so specific as that. Is that a tough thing for what's going on at Manly? Trent Barrett has said that he's actually a popular man. Is it going to put added pressure on Daly Cherry Evans?
Oh, look, I think it does, of course, Tony, because as much as it's fish and chip paper, in that it's been in the paper now and it's reared its head and it's come out of left field, and I think it surprised a lot of people in rugby league. I think it does put pressure on the Seagulls irrespective, because Daly's a player who, given the long-term tenure of his deal and the amount of money that he's on, he's always going to have scrutiny and he's always going to have question marks. And when Manly play well, he gets the raps, especially when he plays strongly. But when things don't go according to plan, then there's going to be questions asked. And I think he's going to have to carry that for the rest of his career while he's at the Seagulls, because of the nature of his contract.
Yeah, I'm with Hoops. Look, mate, you sign those big contracts, the pressure's going to come when you're winning. You know, when they were going all right there for a couple of games there, everyone's going to DCE, you know, he's earning his money. Now they're getting, you know, not getting the wins. He's copping a few boots, and it's easier to sort of have a crack at him. I've never had a problem with Cherry Evans. See, you know, people say, oh, he's different and that, but you know, that old school and I suppose that new school, like Chop Watmao and that senior sort of players back then, and the young guys coming, I think him and Foz were like first and second year in, I think, in the premiership players.
Yeah, well, I think what Chop was talking about there is, I think him and the Stewart boys and a lot of them sort of sacrificed a fair bit of money back in the day to come together, stay together and win premierships. And I think, that's what you really remember, isn't it, winning premierships?
Yeah, 100%.
And I know the Broncos have sort of done it over time. The thing that I find, I mean, it's really bad advice by your manager. I mean, there's other ways to go about doing things, and form eventually. You need to have faith in the fact that, you know, if you play really well and you're successful at a club, and at that time they had a pretty good roster and they went on to win the comp in 2011, well then, and you're a halfback, it's going to come your way. So the advice from a manager should be, mate, like what Chock said, just be patient. It's going to come, and you can see what sort of money he's on now. But, you know, to even though he was a young man, to follow the instructions of your manager, who says in a team environment, you know, you stop turning up to training and not tell him where to go and say, well, you know, it's not just about me. I mean, you know, it's not the players around you's fault that you're not on a good deal. Sometimes that's just the way that it is and you just need to wait it out. But when you're a key part of a team and you've got, you know, 15 or probably 25 other people, including the coaching staff and everyone there, relying on you to turn up and continue to try and make that organisation successful, but you decide just to, you know, stop going to training because of a pay dispute, I don't think it's the right way to go. In an individual sport, I can, you know, if you're going to have a boxing promoter fight or whatever it may be, it's different. But in a team environment, it's not the way to go.
Does DCE respond to that, or does it just let that go?
I think the best way to respond is to go out and play strong footy. I wouldn't be adding anything further to it. I mean, Tone, we've spoken about this many times over the years. We had Anthony Watmo on our show one day, and I remember asking him about it, saying, what's the story with you blokes? And you know, and he confirmed. He said, look, no, we're not in danger of going for a beer. We don't see eye to eye, but we can, you know, coexist and we can play football together. But definitely, there's a clear divide. And Anthony Watmo and Glenn Stewart and Brett Stewart are old school style of football players who had a hell of a lot of success and helped build a hell of a lot of success at Brookvale and at the Manly Seagulls. And I'm sure that they sit back and look at the club now and they're bitterly disappointed with where it's at. And I think that part of that and part of the reason that they believe the Seagulls are struggling as much as they are is because of the amount of money that Daly Cherry Evans is being paid and the way that all that contract saga played out. Let's not forget, the other thing that Daly is always going to have attached to him is the stigma of when he backflipped from the Gold Coast Titans. And that left a bad taste in a lot of people in Queensland's mouth. We have seen since then that he hasn't been picked for the Maroons for whatever reason. Every year, Kevy says that there's no issue there and it's nothing personal. But every year we continue to see that even if when he's playing really strong footy, he's not really in the mix that much. So.
Strong clubs and strong leaders don't get held to ransom by individuals. And I think it's just a real poor sign for your organisation when you've got a young guy, even though he's a talented player coming through, and your organisation gets held to ransom. I mean, the good clubs and the really well-run clubs, and you can see Manly are in this situation at the moment because of, you know, poor administration over years gone, and unfortunately Trent Barrett's there now, and he's trying to, you know, do his best. But you just can't have individuals or especially young guys coming in and demanding things with their managers at your club. Otherwise, they become bigger than the club, and then it causes issues with not just the other players, but then, you know, salary cap and all sorts of things. So,
Wendell Saylor, have you the idea of playing in a team with somebody who you don't get on with at all? Experience?
Oh, look, there's certain people that you probably don't hang out with, and I wouldn't say, you know, you hate certain people, but I remember one time when I was playing rugby union, and I got the team list, and there was a bloke that I didn't really like, so I just went and changed rooms. I didn't tell him, but I said, you're on that room.
What do you mean team list for you staying together?
Yeah. He was in with me, and I just said, mate, you're in the other room. So I've just because I didn't really want to room with him for 2 days. So.
What about the concept of at the Brisbane Broncos? Did you ever take a haircut or take a little bit less to stay with those core group of players, Gordon Tallis and Shane Webke and Brad Thorne and all those places, you, Kevy Walters, Alan Langer, you had a lot of success together. Were players prepared to make a little bit of a sacrifice financially for the sake of the team and for the sake of what you were building?
Yeah, that's what the Broncos were built on those early 90s, and it came from Wayne just saying, you know, stick together. Alf and those guys were great, and that camaraderie, and you did take pay cuts. Man, Alf could have went to different places and stuff, and as a young player coming through, you knew your time would come. So that's what the Broncos culture was about.